Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to the final little bite-sized political podcast of the day. And I want to talk to you about theft culture. I also want to thank you for downloading this one. Much appreciated. And thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. Also, much appreciated. Check out their link below. Now, when I was brought up, not to steal. I learned it in my Bible. It was drummed into me that you know, whatever you do, never, ever steal. If you steal, you're going to be in big, big trouble. And so it was. I never stole. Simple as that. My parents brought me up that way. My family were brought up that way. I suppose, like most people of my generation, we were brought up that way. Theft was seen as an absolute wrong. No excuses for it. Theft is wrong because thieving means you take possession of someone else's property unlawfully. Theft is wrong. Which brings us to Sadiq Khan, London Mayor Sadiq Khan, because he has claimed that he would offer to pay if he saw a shoplifter stealing nappies. And he also adds that seeing tags on baby food products upsets him. Right, okay. So this is what he's saying. He says that, speaking to the big issue, so in other words, vote harvesting, Mr. Khan was asked what he would do if he encountered someone shoplifting essentials such as baby food. He said, "That's a situation that I'm afraid has increased in the past 3 years with the cost of living crisis." He says, "What upsets me is the tags you have now on nappies and baby foods because of the issue that is in relation to someone who is shoplifting. In the hypothetical case, I suspect, I'll take my wallet out and I would pay it." So, okay, let's just take this apart, shall we? Because there's nothing noble about what he's saying at all. What he's doing is he's saying it's okay to steal if someone else covers the cost of the theft. Well, and essentially, in essence, that's the whole essence of tax in the UK. The government steals from us so it can give to other people. That doesn't make it right. Taxation is theft. I absolutely resent all taxation. I don't want the state taking a penny from me, nor do I want a penny from the state. So I think that's even Stevens, you know. I don't want your money. Stay away from me. But you're not taking my money. Stay away from me. Anyway, back to Sadiq Khan. So if mothers are stealing baby food, why are they stealing baby food? And then we get into the whole issue of, they can't afford to pay for it. Well, can they afford other things? You know, I've often said, and I know this sounds harsh, but it's true. If you can't afford to have a child, don't have a child. Just, don't do what is involved in having a child. And then afterwards, turn your hand out, reach out to other people and say, "Now you need to fund me." No, it's your responsibility. You're responsible for taking a new life into this world. It's a very onerous responsibility being a parent. Yes, you've got to feed them. Yes, you've got to clothe them. Yes, you've got to look after them, keep them warm, keep everything good with them. There's a lot. Parenting is not easy. No one's going to say it's easy. I can tell you, but from personal experience. But on the other hand, it's also extremely rewarding, especially in the long term. It's about it's the best thing we can do, I think, if we're blessed to have kids. But if you bring kids into the world, and then because of your own complete dystopian lifestyle, cannot apparently feed them, then there's a real problem. And the real problem isn't with the cost of living increase. It's with people like that one who he hypothetically was stealing baby food. And baby food, I'm sure, does get stolen. I have no doubt about that. I mean, so much of things get stolen. I go to buy razors. I went to buy a set of razors the other week, and there was a tag on them. I can't remember the brand name, but I went to buy, just razor blades. And they were tagged in boots because, well, presumably people are stealing them. And you see, the reason that we have the problem is it's not cost of living. It's the fact that we've got a culture of theft that's deemed to be okay. You see this manifest particularly in the States, where I think certainly in California, if you steal stuff in a store for less than $1,000, you get to walk away. So there's no sanction on it. So this is the problem. We all know the truth. But if you don't, if you reward certain behavior, you get more of that behavior. So if you basically reward theft by not punishing it, you will get more theft of everything. And it doesn't matter what the price is. And it doesn't matter what the cost of living is. Some people are so dystopian in their lives and have their so such mixed up priorities that, I mean, number one, they shouldn't be parents. That's the first thing. I feel really bad for the kids that they have. That's the second thing. But in the third instance, I don't see why I should have to fund their lifestyle. Do you? So, you know, Sadiq Khan and all this virtue signaling, essentially trying to make himself look good. This was during a debate, I think, on some radio station or whatever with the Conservative candidate, Susan Hall. You know, no, I don't believe him for one second. I think he's going to put his hand in his pocket. I mean, I hope I walk into a store. I hope I'm in a store and I meet Sadiq Khan, because I might pick up something. And even though I couldn't afford it, I'd have to say, hey, Sadiq, you wouldn't just help me out here. Could you just, you know, give me 100 quid to get whatever it is that I want? Could you please? Because, you know, cost of living. No, we get less theft if we crack down on theft, if we punish people who are thieves, if we excuse them, if we subsidize them, if we reward them, we will get more theft. It's just as simple as that there. Thanks for listening.